since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
On the eve of the Major League Baseball season, we got games all day tomorrow. Best time of the year, especially for those who love baseball. And, of course, the guy joining me right now over the phone, he loves baseball, former big league pitcher, spent his time with the San Francisco Giants, and he's kind enough to join us each week. We have Bill Lasky joining us over the phone right now. And, Bill, as always, it's a pleasure to get you on the show. I appreciate the time again today.
Well, it's that time of the year. We're 24 hours or less out for the opening day for the 2021 season. A lot of heartbeats are racing, anticipation. This is the best time of the year.
Oh, I agree. And I think there's a lot of intrigue. And we talked about this on the show yesterday. Even though the defending World Series champion Dodgers appear to be the front runners, I think there's some teams that can give them fits. It's never a foregone conclusion going into a season, especially when you consider injuries. And look, let's be real, there's some veterans on this Dodger team. So, Bill, when you go into a season like this, and we've seen this in the past, teams that were obvious front runners. I mean, let's go back to 2017. The Cubs are coming off of their first World Series championship, and it looked as if this team was going to compete for a title for years to come, and that just simply hasn't been the case. It's one of the unknowns about professional sports.
It sure is, and you know, you can look at the rosters and say, wow, look at this team, or man, look at that pitching staff, but it all happens between the lines. That's why it's a day-to-day grind. I'm so glad it's a 162-game season. You're going to have some injuries this year. You had guys last year in a 60-game get through it, and when you're looking at 60 games compared to 162, I'm sorry to say, but that's 102 more games, and there's a lot to do in that time period.
I think you mentioned it exactly right. I mean, 102 more games, and on top of everything else, games will be managed differently. And I'll tell you the other big aspect that I don't believe has gotten enough pub. I know you and I have talked about this, Bill, here on the show, but the fact is there was a DH in the National League last year. That changed things considerably. It did benefit the eventual World Series champions in the Dodgers, who have more depth, specifically on the offensive side of the ball, than 90% of teams in Major League Baseball, especially in the National League. I think it's a factor that has not picked up enough steam, and as we get set for opening day, it will look drastically different.
I believe so, too, and, you know, it was such a late decision. You know, you had guys waiting to sign that were designated hitters, didn't know if it was going to be a national team or an American League team. I know here in San Francisco, their team is more adept for a DH because there's so many good players. It's an older team out here, and there's more access for a DH in this lineup than normal. But, of course, the National League is staying with the old having the pitcher hit. I love that. I love it when it's Division A, American League, DH, Division II, National League, no DH. It's a different kind of baseball. It's a different strategy. And I'm looking forward to seeing if this is going to be the last year, because, of course, the bargaining agreement ends at the end of this season. And I know all owners want to go to the National League for a DH.
Well, Bill, let's move over and talk about the divisional races, and we'll start in the NL West. I know it's the division that both of us are most familiar with, especially you covering the San Francisco Giants. We'll pick a division winner. If it's the Dodgers, the Padres, and then it appears that there's everyone else. And that's not an insult to the Giants or Diamondbacks. We can't consider it an insult to the Colorado Rockies, because everything that's wrong with professional sports, in my mind, is the Colorado Rockies in their front office. But it appears that this is a two-pony race, and even I believe there's some distance between the Dodgers and Padres in this division.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, they just strengthen in every part of their game. They're strong off the bench. They're strong with utility players that can fit roles. Their starting staff is the best in baseball. It's really going to be if they can blend in that clubhouse, if they can compete with each other with no big heads, egos. And I just can't see them losing the NL West this year. Padres will probably be close, maybe five games or less. But I just think the Dodgers win the NL West this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. The biggest question I have with the Dodgers, it's Trevor Bauer. And you mentioned the clubhouse. How do they mesh? I mean, this guy is a personality. And the other thing that I've said this to those who play fantasy baseball, beware of Trevor Bauer. Now, I'm not saying that he's not one of the elite pitchers in baseball. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying, going back to the 60-game season last year, he beat up on a rather weak NL Central. And I can guarantee, I rarely make guarantees, but I promise, his ERA is going to look different than it did last year, specifically in the NL West. A little bit tougher front to back than the Central. I think Bauer's great, but I do think, Bill, we're going to see some regression based off of what he provided last year in the Cy Young type season.
Well, and I think what you're going to also see is he's a target. There's teams that are going to be looking, and when they see the rotation of the Dodgers, they're going to see Kershaw and Bauer, and I'm going to tell you, they're going to be fired up for both those guys. Bauer's got a target on his back, just his antics on the mound. Sure, he is a valuable pitcher. Yes, he's got ability plus, but I think some of the things that hamper him is his ego and look at me type things. These are things that baseball wants. They want that superstar player. But on the other side, when you're in that opposing dugout, it definitely gets you fired up to compete against them and whip them butt.
So we're in agreement. Dodgers in the NL West. Let's move over to the Central. Brewers, Cubs, Reds, Pirates, and the Cardinals. This is one division, Bill, that I've kind of gone back and forth on, and we talked about it yesterday. I really like the Brewers in this division. I love what they did in the outfield. It's adding Jackie Bradley Jr. I expect Christian Yelich to have a big bounce-back season. I love the fact that Lorenzo Cain is healthy. I love the outfield for Milwaukee, and I'm very high on Brandon Woodruff. I think he's an elite number one tier pitcher. I really believe that going into this season. But on top of that, you have the Cubs, you have the Cardinals, and this is a tough one. I think this is probably the most difficult division to predict.
Yeah, I would think the same way. They're pretty equal. Of course, Cardinals with Arenado coming over there, that strengthens that offense, as well as the third base, and you got Goldschmidt at first. Still kind of an older team, but yet the knowledge and the experience, I think, prevails in that division. Don't throw the Cubs out. I think the Cubs have a nucleus over there. If they get fired up, they get hot, they could do some damage. But I'm going to go with you. I like the Brewers. I like what they did. I think they got a good pitching staff. And as well, you know, Christian Yelich, he didn't have a great season last year in a 60-gamer, and I can see him coming right back to that MVP caliber player.
I got to ask you, if we're talking about the Cubs here for a moment, being a former pitcher, we were just talking about the ERA of Trevor Bauer. As they move on from you, Darvish, they bring in Zach Davies. And Bill, I know you got to look at him last year in the NL West. He was a bright spot for the Padres last season. He doesn't give you a whole lot of speed. He's not going to blow past anyone. But that ERA level, we got enough sample size last year to say, okay, this guy is legit. Is it fair to say, when we look at the Chicago Cubs, a lot of their success is going to ride on the arm of Zach Davies, and if he can be a legitimate number two in that rotation behind Hendricks?
Well, I think what the Cubs are doing right now, I think with Hendricks as their ace, they're going softball. They're trying to just eliminate damage. A lot of just bat control, playing good defense. Jock Peterson, I think, is going to be a big valuable part in that lineup as an everyday player in the outfield, a number three hitter like they had him in spring training. But I'm with you. I think their starting staff is going to have to pitch deep into games. I don't think their bullpen's that strong. And I still believe the Cubs on their offensive side can carry that team.
Let's move over to the NL East. Braves, Nationals, Mets, Phillies, Marlins. Marlins are a fun pick. They got some youth. I love Jazz Chisholm winning the starting job at second base. Don Mattingly, they've done some good things. The Braves, it's another team. If they get Mike Soroka back, look, here's an ace for you. I love the fact that the Washington Nationals have a pitching rotation that nobody's really talking about, and Strasburg, Scherzer, and I think you can throw Corbin and maybe even Lester in that equation. But, Bill, offensively, I don't know if there is another team in the NL that can press the Dodgers the way the New York Mets can. This is a team that is full of offensive weapons. And for the first time in a really long time, Jacob DeGrom's going to have some run support, and that's dangerous.
Oh, that's big-time dangerous. All you got to get him is two or three runs, and he'll float Ws back and forth. I'm with you. I like what the Nationals did. I think the Nationals will compete. Good starting staff. They filled in a couple holes. And then you look at Miami with the young youth, the prospects. Again, the 60-game season, Miami could prevail and fight for a first place, but with so much young talent, I just don't know in a 162-game season if they can keep that spirit alive for the whole year. I look at the Mets, and I think the Mets have rebuilt the correct way. They got a great starting staff. They got some good bullpen arms. And of course, with Lindor playing shortstop, the captain, the catalyst of that club, I think that's the spark the Mets need to win that division.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the infield for the Mets. Love what they have in the outfield as well. I think there's a lot of firepower. And so I got to agree with you again. I mean, so far, we're all equal. The Dodgers, the Brewers, and then we'll agree on the Mets. Now, if we jump to the AL, and we'll start with the AL West, excuse me, a team that you are also very familiar with, the Oakland A's. And Bill, this is a team that they've burned me a couple of times over the last couple of years, because going into the season, not only do I like them to win the AL West, I think this is a team that can make a push at a World Series. I really, really do.
I think the Oakland A's definitely, they lost a couple players, of course. Semien went over to Toronto, and they pick up Andrus, which was a very good pickup from the Rangers, a great skill set. But don't forget, they got Chapman now. They got Olsen. Chapman's healthy, the great third baseman. He's just like Arenado in the National League. He makes stupendous plays, and he's healthy. Chapman and Olsen both in the corners. And they also have a couple good pitchers. They picked up a couple good arms, Petit and Romo from the Giants as middle guys. And you know, it's just can they compete in the AL West with Houston? And don't forget, Seattle's not a bad club. Seattle's done some good things over the winter, too. And the Angels also. You got Trout and Pujols. You also have such good flavor in the Angels. I think the AL West is going to be competitive the entire year.
I hope, and I'm glad you brought up the Angels, because as we talk about division winners, it's kind of deflating to not mention arguably the best player in baseball and could go down as one of the greatest of all time, of Mike Trout. That's deflating when you have these conversations, and that's why I hope we see something out of the Angels this year.
It sure is, you know, and he's just baffled because he can't get to the playoffs, and, you know, he's a superstar, an MVP, projections of him being another MVP in 2021, the skill set, you know, five-star and everything that you could imagine, from playing defense to offense, you know, to driving in runs when you need it, hit a home run when the pitch is up. He just doesn't make mistakes too much with the bat, and he's a fierce offensive player. You know, you put him anywhere in the order and he's going to compete and put numbers up. Center field, he's got the ability to jump over walls like Superman sometimes, got a cannon of an arm, but yet he can't win a division with those Angels. So we're going to see how all this goes together with the AL West this year.
I got to go with Oakland, Bill. Who's your pick?
I tell you what, I'm going to go with Houston. I think Houston will prevail. I think Houston, with Dusty Baker under their wing, good friend of mine, I just think Houston still got the advantage in the West.
All right, let's move on to the Central with the White Sox, Indians, Tigers, Royals, and Twins. We talked about the Twins a bit on the show yesterday. Here's a team that is, they got an 18-game losing streak in the playoffs, and it's so hard for me to ignore that. But in the same sense, track records in previous years in professional sports, I think it's foolish to look at that. I like the Twins an awful lot. I like the White Sox an awful lot. I do believe the most intriguing storyline in this division is the return of Tony La Russa in the dugout.
Yeah, I agree. The White Sox did not have a good spring training. They were scuffling early in the park. They didn't even have a win for like 8-9 games, I do believe. They really scuffled. But there's that team we talked about in the beginning of this. When you look on paper, an unbelievable team. Everybody in every position is strong. Good pitching, good depth off the bench, good starting rotation, good bullpen. But yet they have to gel, and they have not gelled through spring training. So that is a big question mark on the White Sox. But I'm going to tell you another team, the Cleveland Indians, I think it might be the sleeper in that division. Don't give up on Terry Francona, because you know he's got some secrets, and that starting staff is pretty strong.
Who are you rolling with?
I'm going to try, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Indians just as a surprise pick.
I like it. Over the course of 162 games, you got to go with a surprise somewhere. I got to stick with the Twins. I think they are the most talented front to back. And the White Sox spring training, I'm glad you brought that up. It did scare me off a little bit in the Central. And then, Bill, we talk about the AL East. And in this division, especially after the offseason that Tampa Bay had, it appears there's the Yankees and everyone else, but you have to mention injuries. And this is a team that has struggled staying healthy over the course of a 60-game season, much less 162.
Oh, totally agree. And they're coming out of spring training with still some more injuries. I just like the Toronto Blue Jays. The problem with the Blue Jays is they don't have a home field because of COVID-19. The country of Canada does not want them to play up there. So they're having some home games in Florida. I don't know if they're going to Buffalo yet, but the first month and a half are going to be home games in the state of Florida. So it is difficult when you don't have a home field, where you don't have a home clubhouse where you can get comfortable with and enjoy it and know you're coming to your home field with some advantages. And that's the difficult part about it. It's like you're playing on the road all the time. But Toronto Blue Jays have some talent. And I just think the Toronto Blue Jays could upset the Yankees in the East.
I'm going to go with the Yankees. I think the Blue Jays, they're right there. I mean, they're a wild card team. I don't think there's any doubt of the AL, but yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Yankees there. So we differ. We're identical in the NL. We differ in the AL. And Bill, I gave my prediction on the show yesterday. I'm going Dodgers A's in the World Series. I like a 1988. Run it back. Let's get a sequel. You know, 30-something years passed. I think it's time. It's due. I love what the A's have built. I picked them. I'm very high on them most seasons, but I think they finally break that barrier and get into the World Series this season. Who are you rolling with? Who's your World Series pick?
I'm going to tell you a strange one, and I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with the Padres versus the Blue Jays. San Diego against Toronto in the World Series. Something totally off the wall. Two teams that hadn't seen the World Series in a while, and I think both these teams have the talent and the depth to get them there.
I love the pick, but I am going to ask you this. If, in fact, it is the Dodgers out of the NL, and I don't even care if they win the World Series, if it is the Dodgers out of the NL, can you call them a dynasty?
Yeah, you'd have to, because I tell you what, the NL West, they have won, what, 8-9 straight years. Mm-hmm. They have put some enormous wins in that win column. They are constantly trying to get better. Dave Roberts is definitely a manager of a year. He's that type of leader you want in that dugout. He has gone up and down with so many players, but I'm agreeing with you. It is a dynasty, and Clayton Kershaw finally got the monkey off his back, as they say, with the World Series last year, and I just see him having a stupendous year, even though he had an ugly spring training.
Yeah, he did. He did. Does that worry you, or is it spring training one of those instances where you say pitchers are trying different things? How do you approach that? What's your take on it?
Well, you know what? You have to get some consistency out of spring training. If it's two solid innings, putting zeros on the board and getting six up, six down. But he didn't have that. Every game he was getting lit up. The A's lit him up for 9 earnings. There was nothing that he had where he could say, oh, I got something going, or I'm working on this. No, he just had a bad spring. Velocity was down. Breaking ball was up. Pitching against the Rockies tomorrow in Colorado. It's going to be interesting to see how that translates tomorrow.
Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, always kind enough to join us. It's finally here, the start of the Major League Baseball season. And Bill, I know we're going to be talking a lot of baseball. We're going to be talking a lot of baseball, and I look forward to it every week. Definitely thank you for taking out the time. And, of course, we have to talk about what you're doing at KNBR with the Giants, as the season is now here, and it's about to get off and rolling.
Yeah, I tell you, the biggest thing is I moved into radio consistently now, more of a Saturday-Sunday pregame for 3 hours, postgame for 2 hours, and just literally talking baseball and who the Giants are playing. Of course, the Giants are opening up with the Mariners, and that'll be the third game in Saturday. It's really strange the Giants don't play on Easter Sunday, kind of a weird off day. And then they open up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week against the Padres in San Diego in their first National League competition. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do against Seattle in Seattle. And Kyle Lewis has still got a question mark on him for injuries. But KNBR, the sports leader here in San Francisco, is where I am every Saturday and Sunday. You can stream the pre and post game on KNBR's app. So great things from the Giants. We're going to look forward to see what they do in the NL West, because there's going to be a lot of competition for them.
No question. Bill, always a blast. Thank you again for the time. I know we'll do it again soon.
Always good talking to my friend. Baseball is back, and you and I are in good spirits.
That's right. That's right. It's always a great time when baseball returns games all day tomorrow. That's Bill Lasky taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. We'll break for just a minute. We have more coming up when we return.